Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
CIO Talk Radio is brought to you by Citrix, offering GoToAssist, remote support made easy, and by HP Workplace Services. Are you an instant-on enterprise?
Welcome to CIO Talk Radio with your host, Sunjo Gall. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers. Here's Sunjo Gall.
Good morning and welcome to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Today's topic is, can IT grow the brand? And our guests for today's show are Jeff Peterson, who's the Vice President and CIO with Amway. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Sanjo.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well this morning. It's a beautiful day here in West Michigan.
Beautiful. Once in a while, right? Chicago and Michigan get to enjoy a good sunny day, right?
Absolutely.
Beautiful. And we also have Clint Gibbler, who's the Senior Vice President and CIO, Information Services, at Western and Southern Financial Group. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, Sanjog.
How are you,
sir? Pleasure to be here.
How's it going with you?
Oh, it's going very well. And we're also experiencing a sunny and warm day here in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So with what we thought we should talk today, and which is, well, you know, IT does a great amount of work across all different business functions, assists them in doing whatever they can. When it comes to marketing and or branding, these things look like an alien species to many. I'm not saying that's to CIOs, but people say, why on earth would someone use IT to deal with anything related to marketing or branding? And perhaps that's what was said a decade ago. Now it looks like more of a reality. But let's try to see what type of correlation that exists. So advertising may create awareness, but performance creates brands. And that's been said quite a bit. However, when it tried to connect IT's contribution towards building and or enhancing a brand, can we truly, in a tangible way, correlate? Jeff?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. For Amway, of course, we manufacture and distribute through independent distributors a number of products. But part of our brand, so the products themselves have a brand, right? And in a typical product-oriented brand environment, that brand is a promise to the consumer that that product is going to do what the consumer wants it to do for them. In our environment, part of our brand as well is the business opportunity that we provide distributors to, you know, to develop and grow a business. And for me, that's probably more important for us in terms of how we engage and connect with the brand and the value of the brand and the performance of the brand. It's all around the experience and the relationship that we have with our distributors and how we help them grow their businesses.
Question for you, Clint, based on what Jeff just mentioned. So they have developed their definition of the brand where they would create value for the distributors. Now, let's look at the end consumer who actually is going to be looking at, say, an Amway product or any product for that matter, and they'll say, is that quality good? Has it reached to me timely? Is it available? And is there a consistent experience? That's what, to somebody who's a consumer in a business side or just a typical B2C, would actually look at that as a perception of what they consider as a brand. So should the definition stop at some place before it hits the consumer when it comes to defining what's the impact IT can make with respect to brand?
Right. For Western and Southern, which is a Fortune 500 financial services company, and focus on life insurance and annuity sales is the dominant part of our business. Our brand is around significant industry-leading financial strength and an outstanding customer experience, primarily through customer service, because we have long-term relationships with our customers, customers who could be with us for 30 years through the life cycle of an annuity or a life insurance policy. So, for us, what the customer sees, and equally important, what our distribution partners see needs to be, a company that is, again, a very, very safe company to do business with, because of our financial strength and our ability to pay claims or to pay annuity payouts for a couple of decades, but also that we are extremely easy to do business with. And so, IT affects and can influence, impact not only financial strength in terms of, supporting the investment side of the house, but also from a customer service standpoint. And that's what the end customer sees is, how easy is it to do business with us, from implementing a transaction with an agent to working online to making any change or adding new business to the relationship.
So, Jeff, if you were to be given a choice to enable the branding or brand positioning and related marketing activities versus giving a couple of ideas where IT could really take charge and bring those disruptive innovations, if you will, to bring that experience to the next level, which in turn should result in enhancement of the brand or strengthening of the brand. Which one would you choose? And if you had to choose the one which is, where you are driving it, what kind of empowerment that you think a CIO could get, perhaps not in your specific case, but in general?
Yeah, well, for me, I think where our larger contribution is not so much in developing the brand proposition and then, creating vehicles to drive that on a global basis. I mean, we have a very, very capable marketing organization that does that. For us, it's around enabling the experience, and that accrues back to the brand. So, and again, we've got these sort of two brands that we're dealing with. The one is around the products themselves, and then the other is around the business opportunity. And I see for us is that creates the most opportunity for IT to, not only engage, but in some ways take the lead in terms of how technology can be implemented to help drive a positive experience, and whether that's doing things in the mobile or digital space through technology, again, partnering with our sales and marketing organization. But, in some cases, these are technologies and capabilities that our folks, are aware of and that understand how to use them and implement them. And partnering with our, with the other business functions, you now get to, add that special sauce that says, all right, and this is how we do it in a way that will really drive value for our business and our distributors.
So, Clint, do you think with respect to brand building and or strengthening or positioning, IT should play more of an enabler / I would not say it is not to put it in a negative light, but like an order taker role versus trying to be the marketer to say, I can bring you some cool ideas. And not only that, I can even help you implement it, which will take you to the next level of awareness and brand building.
Yes, I absolutely agree. And I agree with Jeff in terms of enabling the experience, with customers or your distribution partners is a key way that IT can impact the perception of the company and products and services. And at Western Southern, the expectation is IT is supposed to be proactive with those types of solutions. Our chief technology officer, for example, sits on the enterprise marketing committee and works very closely with the marketing heads of all of our different distribution channels or business units and suggests ways we can leverage particularly the online community, online technologies, but also mobile technologies as well, while infusing the appropriate compliance and security concerns. So it's a very balanced approach we try to provide the marketing people, but really introduce them to things that we're not doing yet, but are possibilities. And we look at it not only from the standpoint of pure technology, but also from a competitive landscape standpoint. We also look at other industries that might be doing things relevant to us. So we are expected to provide technology leadership to the marketing thought process.
Jeff, what is in a typical day, if you were to go and sit with the marketing lead and or with their crew, what is it they are asking for today, and how has that changed from what they were asking, say, a decade ago or a couple of years ago?
What they're asking for today, and really what one of our key focus areas for our global marketing organization has been around developing immersive brand experiences that, you know, that consumers can get into digitally, right? And you know, these need to be consistent and unified across whatever channel digitally they happen to be dealing with, whether it's, you know, smartphones or tablets or, you know, using a laptop or, you know, seeing a kiosk somewhere. But, you know, these immersive brand experiences that allow them to engage with our product brands and our business brand, our business opportunity brand, and really understand, you know, who we are, what we do, what the product is all about, and what the brand value is all about for a line of, you know, a line of products, and then be able to very quickly get from that immersive experience into a commerce related environment. So, you know, I mean, again, in the digital space, it's one click, and we want to be able to get to a point where, you know, where consumers can purchase products from our distributors and, you know, through us in a very quick, very easy fashion. And that's really what our marketing organization has been focused on, are these unified, consistent, globally consistent brand experiences.
Now, do they give you that high-level directive and or a suggestion to help them with that immersion, or they keep how clear are they on their own requirements for you to be able to deliver on those?
Well, you know, I mean, it's an interesting question. I mean, you know, and I don't think this is any different between marketing or any other function. When you come up with an idea and a concept, you know, specific requirements aren't really well known, period. But through ongoing teaming and partnering, as they begin to flesh out their strategy and drive that into a, you know, into a more concrete direction, our folks are able, working with them, to understand what the technology opportunities might be and implications. And, you know, collectively, everybody works then together to figure out what's the most appropriate way to deliver that immersive experience in the digital realm.
So, Clint, in your view, when they come to you and say, we want the best cool feature that we want to put together, the feature functionality may not have been totally defined. The funding correspondingly and the budgeting cannot be done to the final, you know, decimal. With that said, with your resources already, and I've yet to see a CIO who says I've got abundance in terms of resources to get the jobs done for all the things that come on your plate, right? So how do you go about, you know, taming that beast of saying, you got this cool thing that you want to have developed and you want our help. You do not have functionality right. And we will be talking about something which is not a tangible result. Branding is something which is intangible. Yes, it has the strength of turning companies over. However, at this time, at this early stage, we do not know what value it's going to bring. So how do we get the money for it? And when they do not know what it is that they need, how do they go and get the funding for IT to do their job? Or how do you go to your executive management that marketing is asking me for X, Y, and Z? They don't know what they want, but they want X number of dollars to be invested. So guess what? I need the money from you, Mr. Executive, like CEO or CFO. So right. Wouldn't that be an interesting challenge? But before you get into this, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back and then explore.
up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790.
The experts are here.
Voice America Business Network.
There are a variety of tools on the market that allow you to remotely work on a client, colleague, or friend's computer. But what solution do you choose? The answer is simple. GoToAssist, brought to you by Citrix. It's reliable, fast, and secure. And with the exceptional performance, it is no wonder why IT professionals choose GoToAssist. Troubleshoot in seconds. Try GoToAssist free for 30 days. Visit GoToAssist.com/CIO. That's GoToAssist.com/CIO. Unleash your support potential with GoToAssist. Brought to you by Citrix. It's remote support made easy.
We live in an instant-on world. Mobile, connected, and fluid. Competing in this world takes a special kind of workplace technology that adapts to change, that allows seamless and personalized interaction. Introducing Workplace 360, HP's full lifecycle desktop management solution delivered as a service. User subscriptions allow you to gain financial control and flexibility. The Instant On Enterprise is here. Are you ready? Visit HP.com for answers.
The market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free 1-866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Sunjoe Gall.
Welcome back. So, Clint, situation is this. We have marketing folks coming to you with a bunch of requirements which they do not have properly defined, and you need to help and support them, take them through their joyous journey, while the resources which are scarce are to be utilized, which could otherwise have been utilized for something which could give a tangible result. And in this case, we do not know, or marketing even doesn't know, what's going to be the outcome. How do you handle something like this in your case, of course? And also, what do you think is the best recommended approach to handle something like this, where resources are scarce and you do not know the value outcome?
Right. Okay, no, that's a very good question. And what we try to do at Western Southern is set appropriate expectations with the marketing organization or any other function. And if there's a desire to try something new, you know, voice signature, mobility devices, you name it, we will do a proof of concept, remote video conferencing, you know, of a financial planner, you know, into a sales office, something like that. We will do a pilot, or not a pilot, a proof of concept, where it's low cost throwaway technology, and we have some discretionary R&D funds to apply to that, you know, as part of our overall IT budget, and we will help them develop the concept, and then they say, yeah, I like it, or it's not going to work. If they like it, then we move forward with the pilot, and there we develop a, you know, high-level business case, and then the business unit, we help them make priority choices so that they may slow down another project or stop another project if this one looks promising enough. And then we'll go from the pilot phase if that's successful, and they develop a you know, more concrete business case to a full rollout. But what we try to do, we do very stringent project portfolio management with the business units. You know, that process, so we're completely aligned as much as we can be on their priorities. And in these new technology initiatives, once we get them validated and they have a clear idea of how they might use, you know, a new concept, then that can fold into that portfolio management process, and they can set appropriate priorities. And typically, you know, like you said, you got a finite budget, so some things you're going to have to drop to insert something new because everybody's fully engaged. And by the way, you know, all the business units, you know, they all have finite IT budgets, so they know they've got to make choices. And what we try to do is help them make good choices in a way that'll impact their business. But the new technology, and particularly if they don't exactly know how they want to leverage it, we try to put it in an R&D mode, very low cost, throwaway solution, so that they can do, kind of a fast fail analysis.
So, Jeff, if they did come back to you in a similar fashion, that is marketing department, and they had something totally crazy that they asked for, and it's not unheard of. So when do you draw the line? What's your due diligence to say if it is going to totally be at all possible, or are you going to just say, okay, let me use my discretionary funds? Because at the end of the day, even that discretionary fund also needs to be justified on what did you spend.
Yeah, that's I guess those kinds of decisions are more art than they are science. And, there's a couple of dynamics that are at play here. One is, if you look at kind of the core operations for the business and the technologies and systems that are used to drive and support that, those are managed in a certain way. But then when you get to, things around the edge of that, and a lot of what we're talking about in this space with marketing and frankly even sales in the digital realm, they're kind of things that are around the edge, and you can be a little more flexible and loose with those because they're not necessarily going to they're things that may be around for 6 or 9 months, and then because of the speed of change they go away. And I think, again, it's not a real crystal clear answer for you, Sanjog, but these are areas where I think it's a little more art than science. But, kind of a bottom line for me is if we were to, see something where we would just say absolutely not, it's where we're not able to really, I think Clint mentioned it earlier, I mean, really be able to manage and deliver a secure experience, and especially if it involves data that, that the business has said this stuff is really critical and we need to make sure that it's properly secured wherever it goes. Those are ones that, you'd probably draw the line and say, we don't think we can do that because we don't know how to deliver that security and that managed experience.
Yeah, I just want to add on to that, Jeff. Jeff's absolutely right. In financial services, we have a very, it's very heavily regulated. There are a lot of compliance requirements, and in addition, with people's personal information, personal financial information, and so forth, security and compliance are topmost requirements, and so that's something that in some cases it puts in a necessary analysis period and delay period, and the marketing executives in our company are aware of those challenges as they introduce new capabilities.
I would just like to add on to a little bit, if I could, for a second. We don't have a discretionary R&D fund per se, as Clint describes what his organization has. But, what we've done over the last few years is move towards, a portfolio management, several portfolio categories in terms of how we're going to manage IT investment and spend. And, we've adopted Gartner's model, which is, we've tweaked it a little bit. Their model is run the business, grow the business, and transform the business. And a lot of what we're talking about today are these investments that are in that transform category because, you're not quite sure what they're going to do. And they're generally speaking about how we go to market, as opposed to something in the supply chain or, in one of the back office functions. So, we specifically allocate a portion of our global budget to this transform the business category, which is agreed to by our entire senior team. And, and then we go through a process over the course of the year of, what's going to actually consume that investment category and what kinds of projects or, pilots or what have you might consume that. So that's kind of how we're trying to approach it at Amway.
So, Jeff, the question again would be, is typically people start confining the word brand as a marketing department's responsibility, where they are primarily responsible for the messaging. So brand comes from performance, and performance comes from you making a high-quality product, making it available, and you introduce predictability. So does an organization of your type, or perhaps, Clint, your organization, and generally larger organizations, do they look at holistic approach to how a brand gets developed and build that as a function, or create a committee of sorts which says, okay, who is responsible for predictability, who is responsible for quality, and who's responsible for availability, along with marketing coming for messaging, together building a brand? And then you serve that committee versus saying, oh, it's marketing, so let's just deal with them. Jeff.
Yeah, well, in Amway, our marketing organization is responsible for our brands. And, you know, they're responsible not only for developing it, but also communicating it and, you know, managing the brand on a worldwide basis. So, you know, it's very clear for us. Now, we work with them and we partner with them, particularly in the digital space, as to how that brand message gets communicated, experienced, presented, you know, how consumers and customers can interact with that, and so on and so forth. But, you know, for us anyway, it's very clear that they're the ones that, you know, that really drive our brand positioning and, you know, and really drive brand performance.
So you're saying that then marketing should be dealing with the business units which are supposed to deliver a quality product timely?
Yeah, well, and they do, right? I mean, they've got, you know, the joint council around new product development includes marketing as well as R&D, our supply chain, and, you know, they collaborate around new product ideas and introduction. We're working with marketing and, frankly, with our business units around the world. In terms of how does that brand get communicated and positioned, again, particularly in the digital space, that's where we get involved with it. And, you know, what are the technologies and the capabilities that are going to be needed, and how do we actually configure and deliver them to, you know, to keep, to deliver on that brand strategy that our marketing organization, again, our worldwide marketing organization has developed.
So, Clint, if you were to be, you know, imagining what's possible or rethink possible, that's like an AT&T brand here, what would you have thought of with respect to enhancing or strengthening the brand, and what is left to be desired and what's not being done, which you think, with the help of IT, could be accomplished?
Hmm.
I'm going to ask tough questions.
No, just thinking it through. You know, I tend to think here at Western Southern, the marketing organizations with the oversight of our corporate communications public relations department really manage the brand and communicate the brand and make the necessary placements where we believe we want to communicate you know, within the financial services industry and within consumers. IT's role, I believe, is one of executing what's necessary to reinforce. Like for ours, it's excellent customer service. So where that is not the case, that's what we need to proactively resolve and drive. And so that the feedback that we get from, in terms of industry recognition or individual consumer feedback or customer feedback or producer feedback, is you know, at a high level, at a very positive level, and I think from a proactive standpoint is we need to see what's happening 3-5 years down the road, particularly in the online space, financial services online space, social media, etc., and say, here are the possibilities, here's what's happening, here are the trends, here are the possibilities, so that the marketing organization can take those potential capabilities, future capabilities, into their thought process, and so they know how to leverage that going forward. But I see us more as enablers and reinforcers of the brand, and that's our role, whereas marketing and corporate communications really establishes the communication strategy around the brand.
So Jeff, would you have changed anything in the way? I'm not trying to say that you teach marketing how to do their job, but then, and we'll take a quick break after this. So the question would be is that if you had to change the way IT is helping branding today, and for that matter, if you had some ideas on how brand could be positioned and or strengthened working with the marketing department, what we may not have been able to do perhaps because of lack of innovation that has possible or lack of technological innovation for that matter, or something which is still left to be desired, what all are those? Just a quick inventory would help. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
There are a variety of tools on the market that allow you to remotely work on a client, colleague, or friend's computer. But what solution do you choose? The answer is simple. GoToAssist. Brought to you by Citrix. It's reliable, fast, and secure. And with the exceptional performance, it is no wonder why IT professionals choose GoToAssist. Troubleshoot in seconds. Try GoToAssist free for 30 days. Visit GoToAssist.com/CIO. That's GoToAssist.com/CIO. Unleash your support potential with GoToAssist. Brought to you by Citrix. It's remote support made easy.
We live in an instant-on world, mobile, connected, and fluid. Competing in this world takes a special kind of workplace technology that adapts to change, that allows seamless and personalized interaction. Introducing Workplace 360, HP's full lifecycle desktop management solution delivered as a service. User subscriptions allow you to gain financial control and flexibility. The instant-on enterprise is here. Are you ready? Visit HP.com for answers.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790.
The experts are here.
Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free 1-866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Sanjo Gall.
Welcome back. And so, Jeff, we will start with you. But just before that, Clint, you had one final thought on what you could help in terms of having marketing become more effective.
Yes, and what I was saying at the break is I think it's something we can do more of, and that is in the area of customer data analytics, so that we can give a clearer, more granular profile of the customer sets who are, you know, doing business with us, so that we can help marketing with not only customer retention, but prospecting as well, and help our, you know, independent sales channels with that as well. Again, we are heavily involved with that in one particular area of the company, but there are other parts of the company that we could be doing a better job of. But I think underlying, you know, really understanding you know, who your customers are from a demographic, psychographic standpoint would be very valuable information to marketing, and I know we can do more there.
So, Jeff, what do you see could be a quick inventory of the things that you think you could have at least attempted to deliver and or marketing could work with you to deliver as an experience or performance which would strengthen the brand, which we have not been able to? And if yes, if that question is that we have not been truly able to do it, then why?
Yeah, so what would those things be? You know, I think we're doing a lot of things collectively with our marketing organization, and, you know, to a certain extent with our sales organization as well. around around the digital experience. You know, there was an article or a research report published last year by the CMO Council on CIO-CMO alignment. And, you know, there were three areas that, you know, there was violent agreement on how important these were to both organizations. Both sides agreed. And one was around shaping the customer experience via technology. Two was around, I think, and Clint just talked about it, is around intelligence, right? Customer intelligence. And then the third one was around reaching and engaging the market via technology. And, those are areas that we're actually doing quite a bit in already. I don't know to this point if there's, to your point earlier, it's not like we've got all sorts of resources and capabilities that we're not tapping into and just sitting around. But, we're doing a lot already. And for me, I think the thing I would change if I could, if I could turn back time here a few years, would be to, really foster a deeper understanding between the marketing and the IT organizations around what each is really trying to do, what the challenges are that we're each facing and trying to accomplish and overcome, and how do we, build that understanding, collective understanding, so that collectively we can move forward a little more aligned, a lot faster.
So, Jeff, don't you think that we might be undermining what IT could truly deliver? Because I'm sure there are a lot of people who are visionaries and dreamers in IT who could envision some of the cool things that could be done, which marketing has not thought of. And perhaps we should wow and surprise them.
Yeah, well, I totally agree with that. There's a lot of very brilliant folks that are out there in the world. We employ a bunch of them. I'm sure Clint employs a bunch of them. And, they live and breathe this stuff, and they come up with these ideas. And, I agree with you. I mean, it's something that, if you think about it, really across the whole company, but within IT in particular, you've got folks that that deal with technology, and it's an area that I'm sure we can improve on, just like many other outfits. But how do you capture those ideas and then bring them forward in a way that that makes tangible business sense, as opposed to just innovation for innovation's sake?
So have you tried?
That's
to
the challenge. I think for us, in particular, when you may come up with this is a great way we could leverage social media for prospecting, for example. And you'll try different ideas, and you'll say, well, there's 500 million people on Facebook, and so we need to be on Facebook. But the business case kind of ends there. Sometimes with the technical side of the house, you need to go a little bit further. And say, these are the neat technologies that are available. Here's how we would use it to, capture more customers, grow the business, or whatever. And sometimes the IT side were not as strong as in terms of painting the business growth picture as we are talking about how these emerging technologies and how they're being used by others. And so that's an area we need to get better at is translating that into a business opportunity.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Clint. I think, an area that, so if I could change two things, one would be the one I mentioned, which is building a deeper understanding and connection between our two organizations sooner. And then the second one, to your point, is, helping the engineers and technologists within the IT organization think more broadly around what's the business opportunity that a technology innovation may have for our distributors, for our business overall, before they just, start moving down a path of looking at it and saying, look at this, isn't this cool?
Yeah.
Now, when you have an initiative, and Clint, this is for you, when you have an initiative that is brought to you by marketing and you say, when do you want it? They will say yesterday. So
always, because it's a good idea today, right?
Right.
Yes. And see, frankly, and I do not blame them, and I'm sure we should not blame them, because frankly, the blue ocean is created when you execute on that good idea today. Now, yes, you could be agile as an IT department, and yes, you could be agile as an organization, but there is a limit to that. So how do you stretch the envelope knowing that that cool idea, if that could be executed today versus putting a damper on it, saying that I don't have resources, etc., what is it that the whole organization and IT do, joining hands, that that execution happens yesterday?
All right. Well, and I think as you know, in reality, it takes so much time to develop code, you know, to implement something. You know, functionality is just going to take a certain amount of time. And what I think is very valuable is to engage the marketing team very early in the conceptual stages before they feel that sense of urgency and they're more curious. And that's when you do the R&D and you play around with some ideas. And then in IT, we'll say, you know, we did this a year before any sort of blog was introduced, either internally or externally. We were using it, you know, within IT because we said, we got to understand this. You know, similarly with other technologies, you know, the video conferencing, mobile devices, things like that. We try to bring those in within IT. You know, as soon as they come out, which is typically, you know, a year before, you know, marketing will get, though that gap is closing with the consumerization of mobile devices, things like that. But bottom line is we try to churn, work with marketing people very early in their thinking, and they're usually receptive. If you have a good relationship with marketing folks, they're very willing to have those conversations. It won't be on their radar screen yet, but at least you can try to prepare so when it comes time to productize a concept or a process, you're far enough along that you can give, you know, some concrete timelines. And then there's the expectation setting that says, I know you've got a good idea today, but it's going to take this amount of time to get it done. And so that goes back to product line planning, project planning, to say, well, I really want it done in November, so I know I need to start in July, you know, something like that. So it's a combination of trying to anticipate through early discussions and then setting expectations that they can find acceptable ultimately.
You know, if I could take another angle to this, I mean, Sanjog, what you were just describing, though, is, you know, something that occurs not just in marketing, but with every business function that we deal with, where there's an overabundance of great ideas and, you know, just limited resources. And, you know, there's probably more of those in the marketing space, marketing and probably sales, than others because, you know, they're moving faster than, you know, than the rest of the organization. And there's so much change happening, especially when you think about reaching out and engaging consumers. So there's more churn there. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's about the company deciding what we want to work on and prioritizing those things because, you know, there's millions of great ideas, but they just all can't be funded and they all can't be acted on. And so the best companies are the ones that are very, you know, that are very relentless about prioritizing based on, you know, on business value.
Right.
And creating some sort of flexibility, like we were talking about earlier, for these things that you're not quite sure, but they seem like a good idea. So let's somehow try them and see what might work out. But you know, and as a company, I mean, we're okay at that process. I mean, I'd say we're probably okay minus, and it's something that we're very focused on, not just in IT, but across the entire corporation, the entire senior team is. How do we get much better at prioritizing because there is so many things going on and we just literally, we can't fund them all. And frankly, if we try to do more than we're able to do, we end up not executing as well as we could have, you know, across the board if we focused a little more. So
we're in the same boat and you know, in terms of okay minus, but I would also say we're pretty good at prioritization, you know, across business units, but sometimes that prioritization lacks those solid business cases, Jeff. You know, I don't know if you experience that, but and so it's a little more intuitive than we'd like it to be, and so we may miss some opportunities because we don't have a sufficiently rigorous financial look at certain initiatives, and that financial analysis also buys implementation time too, as you can imagine, because they're trying to figure out exactly what the payback is, which will influence how it's implemented.
Let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back. And perhaps Jeff will start with you. And the question is, what if marketing was to do, or other business functions who all are all responsible total together in terms of building brand or strengthening brand, and if they were to do performance review of IT, not just you as an IT leader, but IT as a whole? Has that been done? And if it has not been done, what's the expectation the results are going to be? And if you've ever solicited feedback on that front, how do they rate us? Means rate you and or your organization. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
We live in an instant-on world, mobile, connected, and fluid. Competing in this world takes a special kind of workplace technology that adapts to change, that allows seamless and personalized interaction. Introducing Workplace 360, HP's full lifecycle desktop management solution delivered as a service. User subscriptions allow you to gain financial control and flexibility. The Instant-On Enterprise is here. Are you ready? Visit HP.com for answers.
There are a variety of tools on the market that allow you to remotely work on a client, colleague, or friend's computer. But what solution do you choose? The answer is simple. Go to Assist, brought to you by Citrix. It's reliable, fast, and secure. And with the exceptional performance, it is no wonder why IT professionals choose GoToAssist. Troubleshoot in seconds. Try GoToAssist free for 30 days. Visit GoToAssist.com/CIO. That's GoToAssist.com/CIO. Unleash your support potential with GoToAssist. Brought to you by Citrix. It's remote support made easy.
The market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free 1-866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Sunjo Gall.
Welcome back. So, Jeff, what about a performance review conducted for IT by the business units and marketing together who are responsible for building and strengthening the brand?
Yeah, I guess in answer to that, I'd say, one, we don't do a formal structured review, but I do solicit feedback and, you know, often receive unsolicited feedback. And, you know, I think that the gist of it, well, you know, it would be all over the map. I mean, there are projects and programs that we're working on together that have gone very well, and, you know, people have been very pleased with that. And then there are those that aren't. But I think in general, the feedback probably would be a little bit of frustration. And, you know, from my perspective, I think that frustration, you know, if I can circle back to a comment that I made earlier about building a shared, you know, kind of a shared pool of understanding, I think that's where that comes, because, you know, they're charged by the company to, you know, to engage consumers, to engage distributors, to build brand awareness, to, you know, drive our brands around the world and so forth. And they're trying to do that. And, you know, the whole digital world really just opened up in the last few years, and it's exploded in terms of what's going on. And, you know, so I think there would be a little bit of frustration that we don't move as rapidly as they feel they need to move in order to be relevant in the digital space. And, you know, maybe we're at odds a little bit in terms of what our priorities are, where, again, we're focused, as I had said earlier, we need to make sure that we do things that are architecturally consistent and manage security and privacy properly. And, you know, we're trying to drive cost efficiency wherever we can. And of course, you know, they're focused on, you know, driving unique experiences and, you know, and brand value, frankly, even on a one-off basis. And to them, that makes sense if they can do that. And so, you know, there may be a little bit of cross purposes in terms of, you know, of what we're trying to do. But, you know, I think building that shared pool of understanding would go a much further way toward helping us do those things in a way that, you know, that we're trying to be sensitive to and achieve each other's objectives as opposed to just looking at it as an either-or proposition.
So, Clint, do you think if we were to truly build a capability versus having to react every time marketing or any other business function, which is responsible for branding, comes to us, say, can you help with this? And, of course, we'd like to talk to them 6 months in advance, where the idea even may not have come into come in their mind. So with that said, what is a creative way to build a capability so that you are ready when they are?
Well, we're in the very early stages of creating a kind of like an online laboratory environment, internal laboratory environment for trying different online concepts. You're really just building some platforms that people can play in, our e-business folks, so forth. You know, again, it's just trying to cut that conceptual time and crystallize requirements a little bit quicker before you have to invest more. It's really kind of the best we can do is try to anticipate in a cost-effective way what we're seeing out there. You know, regardless, it tends to be most of the rapid evolution tends to be in the, you know, on the internet, online space, different types of particularly in the social media area that is moving the quickest. Mobile devices are right after that, and those are two areas that we're trying to build, you know, internal experimental capabilities so that people can try things out before they say, yep, I want to do that, and move that into the prioritization process.
So, Jeff, if you were given a choice to evaluate any idea that is brought, one of the criteria perhaps you would use is to see, does the customer even want it, or is this just like an apple pie? How do you figure out, or what do you do in the process? What does marketing and any other business function together with you, you know, validate any idea before everybody jumps on it? Because that's very important, and that will also increase the success rate of all those ideas, and that will create the additional funding that you would need for the next idea to be implemented.
Yeah,
how do you help there?
Right. And again, I mean, in this area, you know, it's a emerging area of discipline for us as a company. I mean, if I were to look back, you know, I mean, in the not too distant past, you know, an idea came up and all of a sudden people were working on it. I mean, that's how things were done here. And, you know, we're trying to be a little more disciplined and deliberate about that. But, you know, really, as these ideas surface, they kind of work through the business function first to gain some, you know, some concurrence that, yeah, this seems to make sense. And then, you know, working together with our geographic business units, our regions around the world, you know, surfacing it with them to say, does this make sense in your market, in your culture? Would this add any value? And, you know, I mean, the ones that come out of that process where there's a general alignment that says, yeah, we think this makes a lot of sense. And there will be probably some, you know, on certain of them, again, depending on the size or scope, there may be some external research that's done as well. But, you know, that's kind of the process that we're going through to figure out what are these things that we ought to start investing money in, and what are the ones that, you know, maybe not. And you know, again, like I said, this is a little bit more of an art than a science. I mean, I'm sure for some organizations that may be listening, maybe it's very, you know, very rigid and very scientific. For us, like I say, it's a little more art than science. And, you know, we're learning as we go.
One last question, 15 seconds each. What kind of individual as an IT leader could actually pull this off successfully over and over and gets an A+ on their performance review along with their team when it comes to helping building brands? Clint.
I think it's something that it's you know, collaboration, being in in alignment, you know, having the relationship and developing over time. Jeff alluded to it earlier, that you really have to have outstanding, you know, personal, professional relationships with the marketing leadership, so that they trust that you're going to do everything you can to enable, deliver what they need as quickly as you can do it, and that they're clear, that they understand enough about the processes around that, from prioritization to, you know, proof of concept to, you know, to actual rollout, that they have a good enough feel for that they kind of understand how things are going to need to work. But I think first and foremost, there has to be that collaborative trust relationship and an ongoing dialogue, because they may want to change direction. They're not quite sure yet, but they want to give you a heads up on it. You've got to be willing to, you know, they've got to be willing to have that conversation with you and feel that that's a safe conversation, that we'll go full steam ahead until something does change, but it might, and they wanted to let us know. You know, those
Jeff,
sorts of things.
Okay, great. So, Jeff, 15 seconds.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, I totally agree with everything Clint just said, but I would add in, you know, be able to step into their shoes, somebody that can really step into their shoes and frankly into our customer or consumer's shoes as well, and look at this from the outside in as opposed to our vantage point, which is from the inside out.
On behalf of the show and our listeners, thank you so much, Jeff and Clint. It was a great conversation, and I'm sure that IT truly can help grow the brand. And, of course, there is some camaraderie needed, some good relationships, and some capability that we could develop.
Great. Thanks. It was great being here.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Sanjay.
Thank you. And viewers, listeners, if you had any questions, please send us to views@ciotalkradio.com. That is views@ciotalkradio.com. Thank you again for listening to CIO Talk Radio. This is Sanjog All, your talk show host. Till next week, take care and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Join Sanjay Gall next Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, for another hour of CIO Talk Radio.